This is KUT. The Highland Lakes are now 89% full, the highest they've been in years, but Austin Water says it will most likely pursue permanent once-a-week watering restrictions. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
During the month of January, Austin Water held 5 public meetings where staff asked the public what they thought about water restrictions. Assistant Director of the utility, Daryl Slusher, sums up the results.
That's 58% are saying don't go to one day per week permanent.
So roughly 58% said no, let's not make one part of the current water restrictions permanent. But Slusher told some council members Wednesday that Austin Water is still leaning towards recommending these permanent restrictions.
What the future holds is a hotter climate here, generally a drier climate that's going to be interspersed often with heavy rains, drought interrupted by floods will be occurring more. We've already seen that. We're seeing another dry period right now.
But Councilmember Don Zimmerman says, why not bask in the fact that the lakes are so high? He's been pushing to have the city move back to stage 1 water restrictions, which would allow residents to water at most 2 days per week. Austin Water will bring their full recommendations to the city council sometime in late April or May. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.